A month and a half ago, I was in a state between life and death. And in such a state, things become clear to you that aren't usually clear. First of all, it became clear that your state is completely governed from above, and that you don't stop being in contact with the Creator, with the Upper One. You know there is someone that is governing your state precisely. No mistakes made. It also becomes clear that the friends are working with an open heart only for your well-being, for your benefit, with great love, holding you in their arms. And that's their state. That's how they are. And it's clear that they've always been that way and you just didn't see it. And also, it becomes clear that you have nothing to do but to ask for the benefit of the friends. You have no other work. You have no other action. It is all an imagination. What you think you're doing, you think you're acting, except for one thing, a request for the friends. And when, thanks to the friends and thanks to the Creator, I came out of that state, then the coarseness grew and the thoughts returned, and concern for myself rose, and I find myself concerned with all of the wise things and all of the wise things that I told you now as if did not exist. And this convention for me, thank you to our great Rav that's leading us with this immense love, is a reminder, a positive reminder, a good reminder, a reminder from being pulled towards the goal, to awaken from the dream, from thoughts of what will be, how it will be, what will be with me, and to go back to a single action, to care for the well-being of the friends, and to open my eyes, and not to agree for anything less and the friends being there for you, and that we have someone to demand from, someone to ask from, and that is my request to you, friends. Let us do this lesson, let's make this lesson, let's make this Yeshivat Chaverim, let's make this moment a place where every friend will feel loved, will feel confident that he has nothing to care for other than the well-being of the friends, and that together we have who to turn to.
Это действительно удивительный конгресс.
It is truly an amazing congress.
Мне кажется, сейчас он
a moment which is unprecedented. I think that right now it is becoming a point of no return.
Не испытал особых сложностей в том, чтобы попасть сюда. Очень быстро.
It wasn't very difficult for me to come over here. It took me real quick to organize things in my workplace. Didn't take a while for me to become healthier. I was a bit sick before I took off. Somehow I was able to manage things with my wife-to-be. And the most surprising thing was that all stops in the airport in Israel were real easy to go through. And the previous three times I was held for a few hours. This time I just showed my passport and they said, go right ahead, sir. So we came with our friends to Petah Tikva, to the center. And within an hour, we were sitting with Rav in the evening lesson. And this lesson really showed the different states the Creator wanted us to reveal between us. We are to invest our efforts. There is a desire between us, but what it's missing is strength.
Это прегрешение, которое можно назвать прегрешением между товарищами.
And I don't think we're talking about a transgression like the transgressions between the friends.
Мы на семинаре с Витей Шумахером.
In the workshop with the friend from Germany, Schumacher, we suddenly felt that we're trying to push each other. To push in order to wake each other up. Sorry, to wake up this desire so that all the friends will feel that extra strength, extra force in this desire.
Вот в таких вот усилиях мы начинаем чувствовать совсем по-новому товарищи.
Through such efforts, we start feeling the friends in a complete different way, the relation to the friends. And I think that this lesson must become a lesson of a new kind of effort.
La 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 la.
Thus those who agreed among them to unite into a group understood that there isn't such a great distance between them, in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that. Again, writings of Rabash, Article 8, make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend. Those who agreed among them to unite into a group understood that there isn't such a great distance between them, in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that.
Shalom, חברים יקרים.
Hello, dear friends. For me, this is the first Congress, and I'm very excited.
אני רואה שלא משנה אם אני מישראל.
I see that it doesn't matter if I'm from Israel or the U.S. or anywhere else. The connection, the intention is the same. I see that I can speak with friends I never met, and to work with them and to feel the connection with them. It's only us and the desert, and there's an opportunity here I wouldn't like to miss. This is something of once in a long time that now we are rewarded with doing. So I'm really asking everyone to open their heart, to feel the confidence of the other friends holding him, and don't be indifferent. Indifference kills us. Whether I feel something or I don't feel it, it's given to me by the Creator, and I can use it to add more connection. So L'chaim. Thank you.
Chaverim, today everything has almost been too good. I've been walking around you outside, talking with you, trying to feel you, and I see everything is good. Everything is so good, which is why I'm asking for your help. I see it's a big problem. I feel that the state will change. And I'm asking for your help for that moment. Because I know it's coming. I know it's coming. With experience, I know it's coming. I feel like I've been lulled asleep by the love. And I want to create a net here between us during this lesson that will hold each and every friend for that critical moment. I know I can feel it. That will hold each friend in confidence to keep the connection between us. And that's what I'm asking for. That we open ourselves up to each other, feel the love between us, try to overcome anything that comes our way. Because I know I can't do it on my own. I know I can't. I'm completely dependent on you. So let's prepare it now here during this lesson, so we can overcome whatever comes our way. I'm praying for you. Thank you. L'chaim.
מתוך מאור ושמש פרשת דברים. עיקר
מאור ושמש דברים. The most important is the true connection among the friends. This causes all the salvations and the sweetening of the judgments. When you gather together in love, brotherhood, and friendship, by this all the judgments are removed and sweetened with mercy. And through the connection, complete mercy and revealed kindness are revealed in the world. Again. It is known that the most important is the true connection among the friends. This causes all the salvation and the sweetening of the judgments. When you gather together in love, brotherhood, and friendship, by this all the judgments are removed and sweetened with mercy. And through the connection, complete mercy and revealed kindness are revealed in the world.
Дорогие хаверим,
dear friends,
согласитесь, последние два урока изменила наша жизнь.
You can agree with me that these past two lessons have changed our lives, showing us a complete new world, quality of a different world altogether. These questions we heard in the lesson from our teacher, we heard them dozens or hundreds of times, and we've answered them the same amount of times, but this time it was very difficult to find an answer. It was as if
просто старался вытащить это из глубин сердца.
I really tried to pull it out of the bottom of my heart, because I felt I can't answer these questions in a superficial way. And this force that started controlling us, showed us the friends in a whole different way. It was real different the way we saw them. Somewhere over there, the hearts, the bodies melted, and we started feeling the points in the hearts. We heard how our upper nine sefirot are speaking. And it doesn't matter who you're sitting by, who's surrounding you. What's important is that it's a patsuf, and you feel that you are the malchut, and you're surrounded by your upper nine that care for you. Now, Rav asked a question in this last lesson. What are we still missing? This brought me to tears. What are we still missing? I see my friends doing everything, truly everything, even more than that. It's impossible to truly value their work. When they wake up, they care for each other. All day long, they do the work of the Creator, and they go to sleep doing it with a great hope for the next day. What else are they missing? The Creator made me angry. So I cried out many times, you must, you have to show yourself to them. But now I just want to ask, to beg that you will be revealed to my friends. Chaim.
Es un momento crucial este, amigos.
This is a critical moment, friends. All of the preparation, everything we've done, especially what you've done.
Pasado sus ojos sobre los textos que Rabash escribe acerca de esto.
To looking at the Rav, looking at the text Rabash wrote for these actions, that love covers all crimes. This is a moment, friends. This is our moment. We have to make this effort. For everything, for all the efforts that you, friends, have invested. And to let the Creator do His part, His half.
Por favor, amigos.
Please, friends. Please do it. You came all the way here to do it. To be attentive to every single word we say, every action of the friend, of the Rav. And that nothing will divert our thought. In order for us to be able to attain it here in the workshop and the days that we are here. Please, friends, l'chaim.
Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Oseh shalom b'momah.